Settle into a comfortable sitting position. If you're in a chair, you may want to place your feet flat on the floor, uncrossing your legs. Or if you're on the floor or on a cushion, just finding a way where your spine can be upright and yet relaxed. Gently close your eyes if you choose to, or if you'd like to leave them open, allowing them to just land in a soft gaze a few feet in front of you on the floor. So settling into this position now, finding for you a position that embodies a sense of uplift and dignity and self-sufficiency, so that you're alert, awake, and also relaxed, so there's no unnecessary tension in the body. You might begin by just settling into this position here, feeling the weight of your body on your chair or on your cushion. Noticing places where your body is making contact with the floor or the chair. Just settling in. Maybe taking a moment to remember your intention for engaging in this practice. Remembering why this is important to you. And committing to be here as best you can for the duration of this practice. Finding that gentle determination to stay with the practice as best you can, to begin again as often as you need to. So now just releasing whatever your mind may have come in with. Just letting that go. There's nothing you need to do right now. There's no one you need to be, nothing you need to think about. Just letting go as best you can of planning or worrying about the past or future. For now, your job is simply to relax. Just relax into the present moment. As thoughts arise, simply releasing as many times as you need to and beginning again with attention to the present experience. So let's begin by just taking a few moments to simply notice the sound around you right now. The sensation of hearing. Observing sounds inside the body, outside the body, the texture and the pitch of the sounds. Maybe listening for the most distant sound. Allowing your mind to relax and experience the sensations of hearing. And now allowing the sounds to fade into the background of your awareness. And resting the attention now on the breath. The sensations of breathing as the breath moves in and out of your body. There's no need to control or change the breathing in any way. We're simply observing the body as it breathes naturally. You might notice this slight stretching as your abdomen rises with the in-breath and the gentle falling with the out-breath. Just finding the place in your body where you notice this the strongest. Perhaps it's in the belly rising and falling, or the chest moving. Or you might notice the air coming in and out of the nostrils, the different temperatures of the in-breath and the out-breath. And as you sit here with a focus on the breath, the mind will inevitably wander. This is natural. It's just what our minds are in the habit of doing. When you become aware that your attention has gotten caught up in a thought or maybe a feeling or a story, simply notice that. You might even gently say to yourself, "Not now." And allow your mind to release that thought. Just let go. No need to push the thought aside, just disengaging from that thought. Bringing awareness again to the very next breath. And there's no need to judge yourself when the mind wanders. Just simply notice. Let go and begin again. This noticing and beginning again is part of the practice. Now, this may happen 100 times, and that's okay. This is what our minds do. Simply notice, maybe even congratulate yourself for noticing, and guide your attention back to the breath, beginning again. Just checking where the mind is, if it's become involved in a thought or wandered away from the breath, letting go and beginning again. Whenever you find yourself carried away from awareness, from your attention on the breath, maybe by thoughts or uncomfortable physical sensations, just bring a gentle, caring curiosity as best you can. Just noticing, "Oh, there goes my mind again." Letting go and reconnecting with the here and now. By bringing your awareness back to this experience of the breath. Just checking where your mind is, if it's wandered, if it's gotten caught up in a thought or a story or a feeling. Again, noticing that. No need to judge. This is what our minds are in the habit of doing. just letting go and returning to the breath, the sensations of the next in-breath and out-breath. In these last few moments, renewing your intention to stay present as best you can, beginning again and again if you need to, releasing thoughts, arriving again right here with the attention on the sensations of breathing.